get rid of the bounce, Ross?
Yeah, I would.
You? We're calling too much, mate. It's an issue.
My reason is it costs you some good umpires. When you talk to the umpires, there's good umpires that don't get in because they can't bounce. So, it's hard enough to get umpires as it is.
I can't come up with a sport where it's harder to umpire or referee than our game. So a pretty good guiding principle is let's make it as easy for them as possible.
So that's Ross Lyon and Chris Scott from 360 last night. The first time I've heard about them saying that. First time. So the bounce, that when you get senior coaches like those two putting it on the agenda the way they did last night, it's bound to become something of a talking point.
So it was off the back of the – they were talking off the back of the Tom DeConing Reece Stanley incident where Reece got a bit of an injury from Tom.
Mm.
So then it just went into the bounce.
He got pinged $3,000 for that. And a couple of other incidents on the weekend just slipped through to the coop and no problems. But anyway.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yep.
So for Charlie Battisti, take it or leave it.
Mm.
Leave the bounce alone.
No.
Don't change it.
Why? I think
just leave it as it is.
We have a couple of bad bounces a game. Who cares?
Me.
Yeah,
why
I do.
Why do people get so angry about it?
It's a terrible.
They call it back and they throw it up. Who cares?
But I don't know whether it's just this, whether I've just noticed it more, but there seems to have been more this season. And we've only played two rounds. And I think Ross's point is valid. If you're going to eliminate good officials because of their inability to bounce it, that is ridiculous. Because it makes no difference to the game by throwing it up. None whatsoever.
Well, yes, it does. It actually lessens the art of ruck work if we know where the ball's going every time.
No, but doesn't that...
Every time.
But doesn't that improve it?
But if you don't
care... Keeping the element of luck
out of
it?
Because the taller player will be advantaged.
No. You instruct the umpires to just change...
They're not going
to
do that.
Oh, of course they are. You say you don't care about the bounce. So throw it up.
No. No, I want to keep the bounce in.
So you do care.
Ruck work.
So you do care about it.
No, I don't care when people get so, oh, you can't bounce it straight. Just throw it up, umpire. Who cares?
He actually thinks that if it goes skew if and it goes 20 metres the wrong way, that is ridiculous.
We did that for years.
That is what I reckon.
We did that for years.
The recall is the thing that takes all the air out of the ball.
Until your team gets done and dusted.
It's such a random game. These things happen.
No, throw it up.
But here's a...
The ball ain't... Round.
Chuck him up.
You're 5 points down.
Hey, chuck it up all around the ground now.
You can't have that. It's got to be fair.
Is a centre clearance an automatic goal, is it? Is that how footy works?
If you get
first possession, it's a goal.
That is a nonsense.
No, but you have a profound advantage if it goes.
Yeah, and you probably had two go the other way earlier in the game. So what does it matter?
Opposition teams.
If it doesn't matter, then just throw it up.
Just bounce it, and if it doesn't go straight, play on.
I'm happy with that. Just get rid of the recall bounce. And if you can't trust the umpires to bounce it properly, and if that's a big deal for you, because a coach is going to bitch and moan about one that goes sideways at some stage, throw it up. It is honestly, I know all this stuff, and I am an old traditionalist, but all this stuff about, the inherent nature of the game, there's many more things to protect. We've already got rid of the opening bounce. The bounce around the ground. Now we tell ruckman boundary throwers, you've got to start a metre away. You can't lock horns before the ball's released. So we've told them we've changed the nature of ruck work with boundary throw-ins. It's a terrible look for the game. If you get 3, 4, 5, 6 of them in a match, which has happened, it becomes an epidemic. And then you lose at the end of the day. You end up losing 20, 25 seconds of game time.
Well, that's silly. They should just stop the
clock. Of course you do, but they don't.
Yeah, well, that's a different argument.
Well, tidy that up, and then you might have me back on side.
Mm.
I've just seen us. Have you got another Tioli or something?
I've got some news, but you go for Simmons.
Are you going to talk about this story that I've just seen from this? I don't even know about this.
Yeah, the Sports Next conference. I was going to bring it up, but you go because I haven't read into it.
I want to get your views on this. Fox, a News Corp Australia executive chairman, Michael Miller, who is also a director of Foxtel and Fox Sports, so bear that in mind, has raised concerns over what he calls a two-speed economy in Australian sport at the conference today. And he's got the Gold Coast Suns and GWS well and truly in his crosshairs. He says they're going backwards. Quote, we have some great sports in terms of AFL. They are world class in how they manage themselves. But at the same time, the concern I'd have around the Giants and the Suns, they're going backwards, Millicent. Now, this is a bloke who has got a fair say
in watch way.
TV ratings.
Well, I don't know. He'd need to explain that. Exactly.
Well, that's pretty important.
In terms of the money that comes into the game, a lot of it comes from his mob. So And that's something which I don't know is being addressed. Now, I don't know how you address it. The AFL, you cannot blame the AFL for not committing enough to either GWS or Gold Coast.
No, they've committed a lot.
They've thrown hundreds of millions of dollars at those two footy clubs. Now, I want to know what, is it Michael Miller? I want to know what Michael Miller's, I've just seen the story, so I know we need to flesh out. I'm sure Jared Corns will be talking about it after 5:30, but what he means by going backwards, is this based on TV numbers?
I feel like if he's a TV executive, that's what he means.
Attendances haven't been great. No, like, if you looked at the GWS game in round one, it was, now I know it was a hot day and there might be some extenuating circumstances, but not to the level that we saw as a vision.
So there's an unattributed quote in this story, and the quote's, again, Damien Barrett will be all over this. It's almost too good to be true. Gill's legacy, quote, Gill's legacy is being damaged by the day, an industry insider said. The AFL does not understand the markets north of the border. It's going backwards on the Gold Coast and in Western Sydney. The NRL and the clubs have responded well in those territories. More than $50 a year, so it goes on.
But backwards, that doesn't meet the rhetoric we hear out of AFL. And just the eyeball test, when you see the amount of people playing grassroots football in those states as opposed to 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, there's a bit of spin attached to all of that, I reckon, from time to time. I mean, you need to take those numbers on board and you hope the thing's going gangbusters up there.
Mate, just drive. I was in the Gold Coast in the last year and 20 or 30 years ago, they didn't even know the game existed.
No, that's true. You see a lot of goalposts up there now, don't you?
Hey, two quick ones. Yep, it looks like Nathan Broad will get a 4-week suspension. So Tigers pushing for 3, AFL pushing for 4.
Okay.
So that you'd say that he'll get 4, which has been unders for me. I don't know what you guys think. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. And Arthur Jones going to make his debut for the Dogs.
Exciting.
Very exciting player. Pick 43 in the draft.
Justin off the Temper text machine and said he's been on hold for 45 minutes trying to buy those tickets. So stay with it. A lot of people, there's value out there listening to our show and we're inspiring them to buy tickets. So just be patient.
What tickets?
What are you buying tickets for?
The season tickets for the 40 with the St Kilda Saints.
The membership.
Membership. Oh.